We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Chaf Vav. This Halacha in Likutei Halachos, we said, is based on the story in Sipurei Maaseis, the seven betlers, the first day of the Sheva Brachos, dealing with the blind betler, who had a very incredible memory. He was able to remember further back than anybody else. And in the previous year, we touched on a piece of the writings of the Arizal, where he explains the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Roish, how they work together, and also how the Tefillin is affected by what a person does, waking up for Chatzos, the learning Torah afterwards, how that affects the Tefillin that the person puts on in the morning. And Rav Nosson Zal had mentioned from the Arizal that the Tefillin Shel Roish corresponded especially to the concept of Das, Sechel, Zeranpin, the Tzaddik, all of those items in column A. The Tefillin Shel Yad, column B, corresponded to the Shechina, Malchus, the Jewish people. And Rav Nosson Zal had shown, based on the writings of the Arizal, how these two interact, how Zeranpin and Malchus interact, what happens to their Moichin during the night, and what happens in the morning, and what happens when the person puts on Tefillin, and what happens during Tefillah. And Rav Nosson Zal had drawn a parallel between the Arizal's explanation and his own presentation in terms of the interaction between the Tzaddik versus Bnei Yisrael. How the Tzaddik shines his Das into Bnei Yisrael and what happens to them when they're in a state of a Yerida, how they're Mitchazek, and how when the Tzaddik sees them being Mitchazek, it energizes him, it motivates him to go higher. And in the previous year, we also mentioned that the Arizal said that the names of Hashem that represent the Tefillin Shel Roish are Ekye, Yudke Vovke, Ekye, which together are Bigematria Chaim, 68, 21, and 26, and 21, equals 68, which is Chaim, whereas the names of Hashem that correspond to the Tefillin Shel Yad were Ekye, Yudke Vovke, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which are Bigematria 112, Yaboik. And Rav Nosson Zal explained a little bit regarding that. Now he's going to go into that a little bit more, explaining why specifically those names of Hashem and how it relates to our inyan of a Jew living a Chaim Aruchim, the right kind of long life. V'alkein ha-moichin shel tefillin shel roish heim b'chinas Ekye, Havaya, Ekye, Sho'olam Chaim Kanal. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've been learning here, we'll understand why the Moichin of the Tefillin Shel Roish are referred to by the three names Ekye, Yudke, Vovke, Ekye, which are Chaim. Ki Ekye hu bechinas Ibur, kemavura bekavonos. Because Hashem's name Ekye represents the concept of pregnancy, Ibur, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify. Ki mavura b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal, b'toira kruas Yeshua b'simen vov, because Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 6 in Likutei Moran, she'ekye hu b'chinas tshuva, that Hashem's name Ekye is the name that refers to tshuva. B'chinas ano zomin lemehevi. The word eheye in Hebrew means I will be, implying that right now I'm not. Right now I realize I'm not. I will be. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran that this name Ekye represents a person who's doing tshuva, who recognizes that right now, in my fallen state, it's as if I don't exist. Because the Gemara says, in fact, that sometimes a Jew can get to a place where toiv loy sheloy nivra mishenivra. He would be better off if he weren't created, chas v'shalom. He's making trouble for himself, for Klal Yisrael, for Hashem. Whereas, as soon as a person decides they want to go up, they want to get out of the mud, they want to get out of the dirt, and they want to come close to Hashem, then they're connecting with this name of Hashem Ekye, I will be. Implying, as soon as I correct what I'm supposed to correct, as soon as I start moving in the right direction, I will be. This is why when Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, when he was coming to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, if the Jews ask, who sent me, what should I say? And Hashem said, Ekye Asher Ekye. This name of Hashem, Ekye, which implies I will be, which was a message to them, that right now they're in the 49 levels of Tumah of Mitzrayim, but if they go along with Moshe Rabbeinu, if they do tshuva, then they will be. They connect with this name of Hashem, which is the name of Hashem for tshuva. Ki koydem ha-tshuva adayin ein loy havaya klal. Because before a person has done tshuva, they have no existence at all. It's as if they don't exist. Rak kishemaschil laso is tshuva, oz hu b'china sekia. But when a person starts the process of tshuva, then he's in the category of ekia, b'chinas ano zomin lemehevi. I am ready to be. I'm ready to start an existence. Ki oz hu maschil lahazmin ulohochnes atzmoi shieloi havaya boilam. Because then, when the person makes that decision to do tshuva, that's when he's preparing himself to have an existence in the world, to start existing, to start being. Because again, we said being means attached to Hashem. If a person isn't connected to Hashem, the Gemara uses the term Rishoim Bechayehim Kruyim Esim. A Rosha, while he's physically living, is considered dead. So he doesn't really exist. So when a person recognizes that they have to do tshuva, and they make that decision, I want to do tshuva, at that point they're making a decision of ekye, I will be. The Isa Shom, and Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in chapter 6 in Likud Imran, Shetzrichen lasois tshuva al tshuva, that this is a continual process. It isn't a one-time kind of thing. Ayin Shom, look over there where Rabbeinu Zal explains it, because Rabbeinu Zal says, let's say on Monday, I decide to do tshuva. I look at what I was doing yesterday, Sunday, and I realize I could have done much better. I made mistakes. So on Monday, I make a decision to be better. And I try to start, make a whole new beginning, and I get to a better place. Now Tuesday comes. Tuesday is a new... As a result of the tshuva that I've done on Monday, I've come up to a different level. My recognition of Hashem after tshuva is not the same as it was before I did tshuva. So Rabbeinu Zal says that when a person does a certain amount of tshuva and they get to a new level of recognition of Hashem, now they're ashamed and embarrassed of what they did yesterday, even if they didn't do anything wrong. They're ashamed of the recognition that they had of Hashem of yesterday. Yesterday, if you would ask me how big is Hashem, I would have said Hashem is a 10,000. Today, I'm in a new level. Today I realize that saying Hashem is a 10,000 is an insult. Hashem is a 10 million, you know. And Rabbeinu Zal says this is a continual process. So that there are people who are doing tshuva for sins that they did, and there are people who are doing tshuva on their previous tshuva. That the tshuva that I did yesterday was based on my awareness and recognition of Hashem that I had yesterday. But today, or a week later, after I've learned more, and I realize Hashem is so much bigger than what I knew a week ago, I realize that my tshuva of a week ago wasn't really enough compared to my recognition of Hashem now. And he refers to this as a tshuva al tshuva. Today, after having spent another 10 hours learning and doing mitzvahs, my recognition of you is much higher than that. Vafilu hatzadik shekvar osa tshuva shalema. And even a tzaddik who has done complete tshuva, which means he's fixed, he's repaired anything that needed to be repaired in his life, afal pikein, tzorech lasa is tshuva b'chol eis al ha-hasoga harishayna. He has to do tshuva all the time for his previous understanding of Hashem. How I understood, how I looked at Hashem a week ago, based on where I'm at today, I realize I owe an apology for that. Because the tzaddik every day is coming to new higher levels of understanding of Hashem. Vazai who said tshuva, and then he does tshuva shubchinas ekye, which is saying I will be al hahasoga shel esmoil, over his understanding of Hashem of yesterday, shehizgashem es roima muselakusoi, whereby the way I was looking at Hashem yesterday was like gashmius compared to my understanding of Hashem today. This physical and spiritual. The physical is a lower level than the spiritual. The tzaddik, as he reaches higher and higher levels of understanding of Hashem, of Ruchnius, he's ashamed with what he was yesterday or a week ago, that yesterday compared to where I'm at now, yesterday was Gashmius. Yesterday, my learning yesterday was Gashmius compared to my learning today. My understanding of Hashem, my respect for Hashem that I had a week ago was a put down to Hashem compared to the respect that I have Hashem today. Respect and recognition. Shezehu bechinas Shabbos. This is the concept of Shabbos. Shabbos represents tshuva, because the pasuk in the Torah, the commandment to do tshuva, is v'shavto ad Hashem Elokecha. The word shavto is the letter Shabbos, because in fact Shabbos is a day of tshuva for the 6 days of the week. During the 6 days of the week, we're involved in all kinds of gashmias. We're not really that spiritual. Are we good? Shabbos, I'm in a different place, different mindset. And I say, wow, Hashem, I'm sorry. Looking back at the 6 days of the week, based on where I'm at today on Shabbos, I'm so sorry. Bechinas oylam haba, shehu kuloi Shabbos, kuloi tshuva, ayin shom. And then Rabbi Nezal says over there, we know that there's a concept of yom shekulo Shabbos, which means yom shekulo tshuva, that are constantly doing tshuva, meaning constantly rising, constantly climbing, advancing, and each time I advance, I look back and I say, wow, I thought that was serving Hashem. That's a joke compared to where I'm at now. And this is a continual process. Nimtza shehatzadik ho'emes hu tomid bebechina sekia. So we see, based on this explanation that Rabbeinu Zal gives of tshuva that applies even to the greatest tzaddikim, that the greatest tzaddikim are in a constant state of ekia. I will be. Ki b'chol pam u'pam hu bo al moichen chadoshim. Because he's coming to new realizations of Hashem's greatness all the time. And he starts understanding Hashem with new levels of understanding, new sechel. That's the long life that we spoke about earlier, where a person lives a long life, where every day is a whole new experience. Bechinas chayim chadoshim, shemaschil lichyos b'chol pam. Shekol ze hu bechinas ekye. All of this is merumas, is hinted to in this name of Hashem ekye. I will be. The tzaddik is always in a state of I will be. He knows there's more. And whatever level he's on, he's already thirsting. He's gotten up to the 23rd floor. He's already figuring out how to get to the 24th floor. He's constantly looking to go higher and higher in closeness to Hashem, in recognition of Hashem's greatness. Ki b'chol yoyim hu b'b'chinas ekye. Every day he's in this category of ekye, b'chinas ano zaman mehevi, ki'ilu adayin lo yischil lichyos klal. Like a person who hasn't even started to live. That kind of enthusiasm, that kind of youthfulness and running, like a person who's just starting out in Yiddishkeit, like a kid who's just taking a course, and the person's curious to hear what they have to say and the new things they're going to learn. That's their attitude every day. As if they haven't lived yet at all, v'loy hoyaloy adayin shum havaya boilam klal, as if he hasn't existed yet in the world. He's first starting to exist today. Like the Gemara says, ger shen esgayer kikoton shenoyladomi, that when a non-Jew converts, he's considered like koton shenoylad. And Rav Nosson Zal says many places, a bal tshuva is like a ger in a sense, in this respect, that he realizes where he was before was not such a spiritual place. He wasn't so close to Yiddishkeit, and now he wants to come close to Yiddishkeit. So a bal tshuva is also kikoton shenoy ladomi. Every day he's got to be like a kid in a park for the first time, excited and always learning. Everything is new to him. He's always learning new things. Shezeo bechinas ekye kanal. This is the ekye that we mentioned earlier. Vial kein, and therefore, hatfilin shehein bebechinas chayim aruchananal shel atzadik. Therefore, the tfilin, especially the tfilin shel roish, which we discussed in the previous year, which tfilin in general represents chayim aruchim, leman yirbu yemeichem v'yemei v'neichem al huadoma, that we have in the tfilin. And we said that the tfilin shel roish represents the tzadik, who's always making a new beginning to live new life. Alkein hein bebechinas ekye havaye ekye sho'il echayim. That's why the Arizal says that the names of Hashem that represent the tefillin shel roish are ekye, yudke vavke, ekye, which are begimatria chayim. Meaning, what's the how do we interpret that? Hainu, shebechol yoim hu bechinas ekye, bechinas ibur, bechinas anozam al mehevi. The tzaddik, every single day of his life, he's in a state of pregnancy. He's about to be born. You know, he's in a state of ibur. Ano zamal mehevi. I want to be. He starts the day with an attitude. I haven't begun to live. This new day is going to be the first day of my life. That's ekia number one. Shemaschil lichyos mechodosh b'moichin v'chiyus chodosh. He's starting to live new with new seichel, with new spirituality. Ki'ilu adayin loyhoyoloy havaya v'chiyus klal kanal. As if he has not yet existed in the world. He hasn't lived in the world yet. This is day one for me. V'achakach nimshochin loyalidei zeh moichin chadoshim gemurim. As a result of that attitude, and as a result of everything he's doing, he receives a shipment of seichel. He receives the moichin of the day, for today. Shehein bechinas havaya. That's Hashem's name, Yud Kevavke, which implies existence. Hove, present. Shehein bechinas hamoichin, kemavur bekavonas, ein shom. The Arizal shows how Hashem's name, Yud Kevavke, is the name of Hashem that represents the moichin that the person receives for the day, the package of seichel that a person receives for the day. And as soon as the tzaddik receives today's shipment of seichel, viz moichin, which is chayim, we said, because hachochma techaye bo'oleho, chochma gives life, spiritual life to the person. As soon as he got it, he puts it aside as if all that's left is like a residue, a film. He makes believe as if he's blank, as if he's completely blank. He clears the registers in order to prepare for the next shipment. Notice the tzaddik is yearning, he's begging Hashem for seichel. Hashem gives him a shipment of seichel, he grabs it, he absorbs it, and then he puts it in the drawer. He clears the registers. He's ready for the next shipment. He's ready to go higher. V'azai hu choizer u'maschil lehizdabek l'Hashem Yisborach u'lisyagei alav. And then the tzaddik starts again, attaching himself to Hashem, yearning to Hashem, to be zeichet to new moichin, that are greater than what he just got. Sheze bechinas ekye habeiz. That's the second ekya that the Arizal is referring to. So he's saying that a cycle by the tzaddik is ekya, I will be. I will be means I realize that right now I'm nothing, I'm zero, I have nothing. I haven't started to live in the world. I will be. He turns on that I will be, and Hashem sends him a shipment of seichel. That's the yudke vovke. And as soon as he gets it, he holds on to it briefly, puts it aside, ships it out, and he's ready for the next, and he's ekia again. He's in ekia mode again. I will be. I'm ready for the next shipment of seichel. Bechinas ano zomel lehevi. I'm ready to begin, to start existing. Vezehu ekia havaya ekia. Ki hu nishar tomid bebechinas ekia. Because the tzaddik is always, pretty much, in that state called ekia, bechinas ano zomel lehevi. I want to be, I will be. Because as soon as he receives a shipment of moichin, which is represented by Hashem's name Yud Kevavke, takev hu choizer umaschil lehisgagei al Hashem Yisborach. He starts right away yearning for Hashem again. Bebechinas ekye ano zomel mehevi. I will be, meaning implying as if I have nothing. I didn't get anything yet. Lahavdil, you get kids. A kid who likes a certain candy tremendously, and the parent is starting to give out candy to the kids, and he gives a kid candy, and he's going on to the next kid, and the kid who just got puts out his hand, I just gave you. Well, you didn't give me. The second he got it, put it in his mouth, swallowed it, he's ready for the next shipment. Lahavdil, by the tzaddikim, that's how they are in getting close to Hashem. Never enough, never satisfied. They realize that there's always higher and higher. However high I've gone, there's still higher. There's more out there. And they're thirsting constantly, you know, to keep going. They don't want to stop. They know that being alive means being in motion. We mentioned many times that in the heart machine, when they attach a guy to a heart machine, as long as the thing is going up and down, you know he's alive. The minute it's going in a straight line, we lost him. We lost the patient. So too, as long as a person is moving and he's progressing, aliyahs and yeridos, he's alive. when a person is stagnating, if a person thinks they can stand still in Yiddishkeit, chas v'shalom, that's death. Staying still, holding your ground, chas v'shalom, is considered like not being alive. Being alive is growing. A tree is alive, you see it's growing. V'alkein, v'chein lo'olam, and this is continual. This continues ad infinitum. V'alkein, and therefore, elu hagimel shemois, ekye havaya ekye, olam chayim. And this is why the Arizal tells us that these three names of Hashem equal life, Chaim. Ki ze ikar ha-chaim, b'chinas chaim aruch manal. Because this is called living. This is the long life that we spoke about earlier, the Betler who said that he's lived longer than everybody else. Dahainu shemaschil lichyois b'chol pam. That the person is always starting over anew, all the time. V'kanal parichus, as we elaborated on this a lot earlier. So that's the Tefillin Shel Roish. That's the Moichin of the Tzaddik. Now we go to the Tefillin Shel Yad. Aval HaMoichin Shel Knesset Yisrael, whereas the Moichin of the Jewish people, or the Malchus, or the Shechina, which are all referred to as Knesset Yisrael, Shehem Bechinas Tefillin Shel Yad, Heim Bebechinas Eke Havaya Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. The Arizal says that those Moichin correspond to the three names of Hashem, Ekye, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. Why? Ki heim tzrichim gam kein b'chol yoim lahaschal mechodosh. Because this is not just for tzaddikim, this business of starting new every day. It applies to everybody. Every single Jew has to make a new beginning every day. B'b'chinas Ekye, ano zomen l'mehevi. I'm ready to begin. I'm ready to start. V'achar kach mekablin hamoichin shelahem. And then, after they've done that properly, they receive a shipment of sechel, of moichim. They receive their moichim. Shehem b'chinas havaya. That's the yud kei vav kei. Karkach kishen istalkin ha-moichim shalahem. However, when regular people experience a yurida or an afila where the moichim leaves, having the moichim means when the person is on, he's feeling religious, he's feeling connected to Hashem, he wants to do Torah and mitzvahs. That lasts a certain amount of time, and then it leaves. And suddenly, he doesn't feel the urge to come close to Hashem. He doesn't feel the desire to learn, to do mitzvahs. So when the moichin leave, nisharin bebechinas aleph dalet nun yud, then they are left in a state of aleph dalet nun yud, shehu bechinas malchus. That's Hashem's name for malchus, Odon. Odon means ruler, which is synonymous with emuna. Just like Malchus is called Deles Lomigarmo Klum, it's Ein Melech Beloam. Kingdom is dependent on others. It has nothing of its own. It receives its authority that's given to me by others. They choose to accept my authority, I'm king. They choose not to accept my authority, I'm not king. I'm wearing the same tie, the same suit, have the same $3,000 in my wallet, but I'm Ois King. Why? Because they decided not to give me that respect anymore. So Malchus is something that's dependent on others. The Zohar HaKadosh says, the leslo migarma klum, it has nothing of its own. It receives, just like the moon has no light of its own, other than what it receives from the sun. Just like emuna, faith is in what you don't see, what you don't understand, and yet you believe. That's one of the ways that we see the connection between emuna and malchus. Shema'aminim b'Hashem Yisborach shehu odon kol. When a yid falls out of the moichin, when the moichin leave, when he's not feeling high about Hashem, then what? Then he has to shift gears and switch downshift into emuna. He doesn't walk away from Hashem completely, chas v'shalom. What's his connection now? Emuna. Shema'aminim b'Hashem Yisborach shehu adon kol. We believe in Hashem, that Hashem is the ruler of everything. Ki zois ha-bechina shel aleph dalet nun yud, shehi bechinas emuna, tzricho lishoer tomid. Because this quality of emuna, that's something that has to stay with the person at all times, whether the light is shining for him or not. This is why we say, lahagid baboker chazdecho, ve'emunoscho balelos. At night is when the lights go out, when it's dark, when a person doesn't see, he doesn't see Hashem, he doesn't see the excitement, the greatness of religion, what can he hold on to? Ve'emunas chabalelis. Then he has to default to the emuna. Ki zois hanekuda eino nistalekes li'olam. Because that dot, that drop of spirituality called emuna, that never leaves. Ki behechrich sheishur b'chinas reshimu shel moichehu emuna. Because as we mentioned earlier when we discussed the Arizal's explanation, we said that the moichin of the malchus, they don't disappear completely. They remain, they go into the heart of Zeranpin, if you recall we mentioned. So we said that those moichin of the malchus, their reshimu never disappears completely. It always remains. This imprint of the emuna is something that always remains with the person if they want, to hold on to it. So that the person should be able to make a comeback, you know, be able to be mitchazek in his avodah. Ki ikar hischachus hamoichin shel hamoinam hu kedei sheyishoaru be'emuna chazoka sheze ikar chiyusam. By the tzaddik, we said that tzaddik is on a roll. He keeps going from ekya to havaya to ekya to havaya. He's running in that direction. But ordinary people, regular people, we try to make a new start every day, and we do, let's say, and we get a shipment of moichin, but then we have our downs, then we have our yuridos, and when we do, that's when we have to be ready to default to the emuna, to the malchus, in order to be mitchazek. Because he says the main hischachus of the moichin of the ordinary people is to have the ability to hold on to my emuna firmly. Sheze ikar chiyusam. Because that's our main chiyus. The main chiyus of Klal Yisrael, of the Hamon Am, isn't necessarily, the Hamon Am, we're talking about people who are at work for 8 hours a day, they're not getting their chiyus all day from learning, because they're learning an hour a day or 2 hours a day at most. So what's keeping them spiritually alive when they're not sitting in front of the Torah? Emuna. They're holding on, their chizuk has to be coming from this place of emuna. Kihu yesoid hakoil. Because emuna is the foundation of everything and the basis of everything. V'alkein horeshimu shelohem nisheres bebechinas aleph dalet nun yud shebechinas emuna. And that's why the remainder of their moichin, when their moichin leave, what remains? What remains is a film of emuna, that which is called aleph dalet nun yud, which they believe in Hashem. And that gives their moichin a chance to refresh themselves, to regenerate themselves. And that's what gives them the ability to overcome all of their tests and obstacles and things that they encounter throughout their day. Whereas the moichin of the tefillin shel roish, shebechinas hamoichin shel atzadik, Heim nishorim bebchinas ekya. The tzaddik doesn't have to drop down to the aleph dalet nudim. He can stay in ekya mode. Ekya havaya, like that. Ki hu zeiche beemes l'chayim aruchim. Because the tzaddik is zeiche to that long life where he's always making a new beginning. He's always rising to new heights of moichim. Shemaschil b'chol pam lichyos mechodosh. He's always starting to live fresh. V'ze b'chinas ekye asher ekye. Zeu b'chinas tshuva al tshuva. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Jews when Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, they asked me who I'm representing, what should I say? Hashem said, ekye asher ekye. That's what you should tell them. So Rav Nosson Zal writes, zeu hu b'chinas tshuva al tshuva. That's the secret of tshuva, followed by another tshuva. Shebchol pam maschil lichyos mechodesh. He's always starting to live new. B'chinas ekya, v'zehu ekya asher ekya. Ekya, which is ekya. Ekya do'anozem l'mehevi. The first ekya means I'm prepared to exist. I'm prepared to start an existence. Shemaschil lichyois ulekabel moichin chadoishin. He's starting to live and receive new moichin. Bechinas tefillin. Vezehu asher oisiois roish. The word asher is oisiois roish, a remez to the tefillin shel roish. Sheheim hamoichin, bechinas havaya. The roish is the place of the sechel, yudke vavke. V'acharkach hu choizer liyois bebechinas ekye. The tzaddik goes from ekye to havaya. Another word for yudke vavke is rosh. Moichin to the next ekye. He's running in that direction. He's running in an upward direction. V'acharkach hu choizer liyois bebechinas ekye. Ki maschil hishtoikek lachzor lekabel chius moichin chadoshin oid yoser. As soon as the tzaddik achieves a certain level of understanding of Hashem, what does he do? He erases it and he's ready for the next one. He's ready for the next shipment. He puts that in the vault and now he's ready for more. V'zeu b'chinas ekye habeizanal. That's that second ekye. Nimtza she'ekye asher ekye hu b'chinas ekye havaya ekye. So Rav Nosson Zal says this, we see that these two are pretty much the same. When the Torah uses the term ekye asher ekye, it's the same as what the Arizal is saying of ekye yud kevof ke ekye. Shehu b'chinas tefillin, which is the tefillin. Ki ze hashem ekye asher ekye gila hashem yisporach lemoishe b'shas yitzies mitzrayim. Because this name of Hashem, ekye asher ekye, when did Hashem reveal it to Moshe Rabbeinu? When he was taking the Jews out of Egypt. Shehu b'chinas tefillin. Which is the whole concept of tefillin, as we mentioned earlier. We saw, what are the parshiyos of tefillin talking about? Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim coming to Israel. V'chein etzel kol odam bi'atzmai. And so too, by each individual person. Tzorech laham shech al atzmai, beiz b'chinas moichin anal. Each and every Jew, because till now we spoke about the tzaddik and b'nei Yisrael. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, this isn't two different units totally. Each and every Jew has to draw upon himself the aspect of tzaddik and the aspect of Bnei Yisrael. These two moichin. Shein b'chinas tefillin shel yad v'tefillin shel roish. How? Ki kishah moichin nistalken mimenu. Because when a Jew feels that his seichel, his strong connection to Hashem, is leaving him, azai al yedei horeshimu shel emuna shenishara baliboy, then through the little bit of emuna that he has retained in his heart, through that he draws upon himself new das, new moichin, to strengthen his emuna even more, to make a new beginning in serving Hashem. That's the aspect of the tefillin shel yad. Shu b'chinas emuna, malchus kanal. Shehashemois oilim yaboik. And we learned earlier that the three names of Hashem that the Arizal said correspond to the tefillin shel yad are bigematria 112, which is yaboik. Shehu b'chinas boki, which we said was the term boki that Rabbeinu Zal uses over there in Torah Vav, boki baratzoi, boki b'shov. The knowledge, the real knowledge of knowing how to climb. Bechinas ma'avar yabo kanal, as we had in last week's parsha, in Parshas Vayishla. She'oivrim al kol hamaniyos. That this yabok, this ekye havaya aleph dal nun yud, gives a Jew the ability la'avor, to pass over, to get through whatever they have to get through, the obstacle course, the tests that they have and everything, to be able to get through that. V'achar kach, kishezoich lebchinas tefillin shel yad, and once the Jew has been zoiche to tefillin shel yad, dahainu lehischazek b'emuna, to strengthen his emuna, v'levli lohoniach lahapel esatzmei chazshom, to hold his ground and not to allow himself to get knocked down, achar kach humiskanei b'atzmoi. Then the person starts feeling bad for himself in a sense. That what am I doing just hanging out down here? Time to pick myself up and start moving. And the person makes a push to pick himself up and to draw upon himself a package of new moichin. To start climbing the ladder. Person falls off a ladder, he's on the ground. The first thing he does is he licks his wounds. He tries to get himself together to get his body, get the aches out and pains out. But once he's done that, once it, okay, time to get back on the ladder and start climbing up again. Lichyos b'chol pam chius chadosh, to start living new life, you know, all the time. Shezeo b'chinas tefillah shel roish. This is the second box that it's on the tefillah shel roish. Shehashem oyisem ekye havaya ekye b'chinas chayim kanal v'hovein heitev. And Rav Nosson says, understand this well, because he's describing to us the cycle that a Jew experiences when he's trying to come close to Hashem, and what the right pattern is, how this is supposed to go about it. We need to know that there's a way of serving Hashem when you're in a state of aliyah, when you're rolling, when you're going strong. Then the way you're serving Hashem is ekeh asher ekeh. You're thirsting for knowledge. You get knowledge. You got it? Okay, clear the registers. You're ready for the next package. And keep spiraling like the great tzaddikim. When a person's in a state of yerida, when he's not feeling that connect to Hashem, if he's going to try to do that, it's not going to work. Impossible. Then what he has to do is, he has to want to make a beginning. He has to want to make a new start. When he does that, Hashem gives him some das, some moichin, and then he's got to use that to hold on. He's got to shift. When that moichin leaves, because he's just like in a startup mode, he's got to be able to coast with emuna. That the emuna that he has holds him until he's ready to start up again, make a new beginning. And again, this is the cycle of day versus night. During the day, daylight, the light represents das, moichin sechel. At night, we said ve'emunoscho baleilos. At night, how do we start the avodas Hashem of night? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem emuna, declaration of emuna, showing that now we're going into emuna mode. We're dropping. The Gemara says sleep is a 60th of death. Sleep is the arita when 90% of the brain shuts down. Then we go into this emuna mode. The next morning, moedan, wake up, open your eyes, ekya, I'm ready to start again. But again, if I'm feeling aliyah, then I'm ready to go ekya asher ekya. If not, it's going to be ekya havaya alef dalet nun yud. And this is called living. This is why the Arizal said that's called living, chayim. The tefillin shel roish was called chayim. The tefillin shel yad was called yaboik, because that's what gives a person the ability to get over the hump, to get over the difficult times. Paragraph Chav Zayin. V'zeh b'chinas tefillin d'Rashi v'tefillin d'Rabbeinu Tam. Now he's going to explain these two different pairs of tefillin, which, by the way, there are many people that aren't aware of this. They think that those tefillin started from Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. But if you look in the Tikkunei Zohar, it discusses the two types of tefillin and the parshias, the order of the parshias, and how it corresponds to the different names of Hashem. So it's not that Rashi Kodesh came up with this idea, Rabbeinu Tam. They paskin, the Rashi Kodesh said that this is the tefillin that should be worn. Rabbeinu Tam said this is the tefillin. And again, today, the vast majority follow Rashi, and some wear Rabbeinu Tam in addition to Rashi. Now he's going to explain what they're really all about, what these two types of tefillin are all about. Umevura bekavonas, it's explained in the writings of the Arizal, shetfillin de Rabbeinu Tam he moichin gedoilim beyoiser, that the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam represent a higher level of seichel than the tefillin of Rashi. Veshom hagvurois yoitzim koidem hachasodim, in the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, the gevura comes before the chesed. Shezeu bechinas hatziruf shel hatfilin de Rabbeinu Tam. That's the order of the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. Sheim bechinas yud hey hey vav. Bechinas kadesh v'hoyo kiviyacho v'hoyo im shamoa and then shema. That's the order in the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. Utfilin de Rashi. Whereas the tefillin of Rashi, the parshiyos, the seder of the parshiyos, conforms to Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, the way we see it regular. Bechinas chasodim koidim legvurois, where the chasodim are taking priority before the gvura. Ayin Shom, look over there in the writings of the Arizal. If you take a look over here for a moment, in the first format. The two heys are together. In Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, we say usually the symbolism is that it's like a family, a complete family unit. The yud is Abba, the he is Ima, the vav is Ben, and the he is Bat. Therefore, the he's are feminine. The he's are female, kavyochel. The he's are mother and daughter. In the Sifrei Kabbalah, it's always brought that male is a concept of chesed, ovinu ovorachamon. Whereas female is more givurois. The female is more emotional, more din, more judgment. And there are many, many proofs to explain this and to show this. So in the Rabbeinu Tam, now, in the Parshas, we have Kadesh, V'hoyok, in the Rabbeinu Tam, we have Kadesh, V'hoyok Yiviyacho, V'hoyo Im Shamoa, and Shema. The Arizal says, the Zohar Kodesh says, the Arizal explains that the Vahoyos are like the Hays of Yudke Vovke. In Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin, the Vahoyos are together. The Gvurois are together. The ladies are together. That makes them much more powerful. When the Hays are together, they are the overpowering force. So that's why in that combination, it's more a concept of Gvurois and Dinim. Whereas in the name of Hashem, the way we know it normally, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, where the order is called Keseder, that's the natural format, that's considered to be more Chesed, more Chasodim. Again, this is just a drop of a drop that we need to be able to relate to this. And he says that the Arizal says that the Tzulim of Rabbeinu Tam represent higher Moichin because it's Gvurois. And again, Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain that here. Watch this explanation. Ki betchilo olo b'machshovo livroyes o'ilam b'midah sadin. If you know your Chumash and Rashi, the Torah tells us that in the beginning, Hashem's first thought was to create the world b'midah sadin, right? With judgment. Bereshis bara elokim es hashamayim v'soretz. The Gemara says, ro'o she'ein ho'ilo miskayim. He saw that if he does that, there ain't going to be no world, because din ish b'cheto yumos. Adam Rishnei from the Eitzadas, he's dead, fight's over. The world shuts down, period. And now what? Chas v'shom. So Hashem saw that's not going to work. V'hikdim midas horachmim. Therefore Hashem placed the rachmim in front of the din, v'shitfoy l'midas hadin, and he attached it to the din, to temper it. Hahu d'chsiv, that's why the pasuk says later, Eile toildois hashamayim v'ho'oretz behiborom. This is the story of heaven and earth when Hashem created them. Beyoim asois Hashem Elokim eretz v'shamayim. On the day when Yudke Vavke Elokim created eretz v'shamayim. This the Gemara mentions, and it's mentioned throughout the Medrash many, many times. V'ze yodua, and it's a known fact. She'ikar hayetzohara v'asitrachro Nimshach mebechinas gevurois vedinim, that the Yetzirah, the Sitra Achra means other side, meaning you have the right side and you have the other side. The other side is the left side, which is gevura, which is the source from which the Yetzirah draws his power, from the left side, from Midas Hadin. They are called mekatregim, that they're mekatre. Shenimshachim mitchilas hatzimtzum shel chol olam ha'anui. And how did that all begin? How did this left side, how did this Midas HaGvura begin? When Hashem first created the world, we're told that originally there was wall-to-wall Hashem. There was only Hashem, Ein Sof, infinite Hashem. In order for there to be a place in which to create, Kaviyochel Hashem had to mitzamsein. Hashem had to vacate a certain area. He had to open up the middle. He had to move himself, Kaviyochel, restrict himself, pull back this way and that way in order to leave a vacant area in the middle in which creation could take place. This is the terminology that's used in the Zohar HaKadosh Neri and all the Sforim HaKadoshim. Obviously, we're not talking physical terms, but in spiritual concept, you have a concept where you have a thing that's full. The existence was full of Hashem. Now Hashem wanted to make something besides it. There should be a world. Where is it going to be? The answer is kaviyochel that Hashem had to be mitzamtzem, constrict, tighten up, tighten the belt kaviyochel, in order to make room for a creation to take place. Tzimtzum is always a concept of gvura. Chesed is an inyan of opening up. Let's open up the gates. Open up the gates of kindness. Closing is always a concept of midas hadin, gvura. So we know that the Yetzer and the Sitra Achra come from gvurois and dinim, which originate from that first symptom of the cholol aponui. Ushviras hayetzer hara nimshach mebechinas midas harachmim sheshitfoi lemidas hadin. And the ability to break the Yetzer hara, to overcome the Yetzer hara, that comes from the right side, from the midas harachmim, which Hashem attached to the midas hadin, to restrain him, to hold him down, to make sure he wouldn't take over, that the Yetzer hara, the din, would not take over. Shaydeze yesh koyach l'shaber hayetzer hara ulahofchoy lakedusha. Through Hashem's rachmonis and kindness, we have the ability to break the Yetzer hara and to turn him around to the kedusha. We say v'yohavta es Hashem elokecha bechol levavcha, not bechol libcha. The heart has two sections in it. Leiv chacham liyaminoi, leiv ksil lismoili. You have the Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara. The Pasuk says you should serve Hashem b'chol levavecha with your Yetzer Tov and your Yetzer Hara. How? If you succeed, if you win the battle, you don't destroy, you turn him around. You make him part of the team. You make him join the team of pulling the horses, you know, in coming closer to Hashem. There's a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Moshcheni, Hashem, draw me close to you, acharecho norutza. We will run after you. Rav Nosson Aliyah Sechnot Gavot, that's a stira. Moshcheni is singular. Achrei Norutza, we're going to run after. And he shows there that that's talking about this concept. That first the person says, Hashem, bring me close to you. When a person is zeichet to really, real coming close to Hashem is, where it's not one, it's not just the Yetzer Tov. The Yetzer Tov has turned the Yetzer Hara around and included his energy in the force that's pushing the train. Shezeo b'chinas ma'ashat tzadikim mehapchem midas adin l'midas harachmim. As we find the Gemara using this terminology very often, that the tzadikim are zeichet, they don't destroy the din, they convert the din to rachamim. V'alkein, and therefore, b'tchilo olo b'machshova olivro yisrael midas adin levad. In the beginning, kaviyochol Hashem, this is not literal again. By Hashem, there's no concept of changing his mind. Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. This is the terminology that the Torah uses for us to be able to relate. So therefore, in the beginning, Hashem was to create the whole world only with midas hadin. Ki rotzo sheyizgaber ho'odom bavoidoso kolkach at shi'eloi koyach l'shaber hayetzahora bi'atzmoi shebo mimidas hadin b'li siyua delayla. Because Hashem wanted man to work so hard to achieve such a level where he could destroy the Yetzer hara who comes from midas hadin without any help from above, without divine assistance in a sense. Aval Hashem yisporach ro ki yefsher lo ilam liskayim baze. But Hashem saw that the world cannot exist like that. Al kein hikdim midas harachmim l'midas hadin. Therefore, he placed midas harachmim in front of midas hadin. Shemize nimshach ma shemisporach berachamov merachim al ha'olam b'choleis v'sholeach lehem hirhurei tshuva u'mesayosam l'shabres ha'yitzahora. This is the source from which Hashem has pity on Klal Yisrael all the time, and he keeps sending out messages. He keeps sending faxes and BBMs to everybody, reminding us, hirhurei tshuva, and giving us, sending us all kinds of remozim, hints, to help us, to give us a boost, to give us a push in the right direction, to break the Yetzer hara. Shehu mebechinas midas hadin, to break the Yetzer hara, who is coming from the left side, midas hadin. K'moy sham razal, as the Gemara says in Kiddushin, bechol yoim yitzroi shel odom esgaber olav. Each and every single day, the Yetzer hara is on top of us, and he's ready to destroy us. Vil molaya kodesh baruch hu oizroi, and were it not for Hashem helping us, hoyonoifel biyodoi, we would definitely fall victim to the Yetzer hara. We would lose the battle. So the Gemara is saying clearly that one-on-one, we don't stand a chance. It's only by Hashem stepping in and helping us, then it's possible to win. When the Gemara uses that terminology, each and every single day, V'yetzoharis mizgaber zenimshach mebechinas betchila ola b'machshov alivrei b'midsadin. That's coming from the fact that we're told in the beginning, when Hashem first created the world, plan A was din, period. Shezeh hadin misoirer b'chol yoim. And therefore, that wasn't a one-time shot. That didn't just take place when Hashem created the world. Every single day, the creation is reenacted. We say, ubetuvoi mechadesh b'chol yoim tomid ma'asei bereishis. So that tzimtzum that took place when Hashem first created the world takes place every single day. When? At night, when Hashem shuts the lights. The closing of the darkness is a tzimtzum. Darkness is the vacating, the light vacates. That's this tzimtzum, vayi erev, vayi voker. You have the tzimtzum first, and then the bria, the light. So Rav Nosson says, this din is misoirer every single day. Like the Gemara says, bechol yoim vayoim yitzroi mezgaber. That means the midas hadin makes a new attempt to get on top every day. And he wants to conduct the world with his power, with his, he wants to set the direction, that the direction should be coming from the left side, from din. And that's where the Yetzora draws his energy. That's where he fills up his tank every single day, from that hisgabrus of din that takes, that renewal of the midas hadin that takes place every day. But the Gemara says, however, were it not for Hashem's help, because as soon as, right after that tzimtzum shows up, right away Hashem steps in with his rachmonas, umakdim midas rachmon midas hadin, and he puts the rachmonas in front of the midas hadin. Shezeo bechinas ho ezer v'hasiyua shemesayei lodom b'chol yoim l'shabres ha'etzora. This is the divine assistance that Hashem gives each and every single Jew on a daily basis to give us the ability to break the Yetzahara. Shehu mi midas hadin, the Yetzahara who's coming from midas hadin. Ki ho ezer v'hasiyua nimshach mebechinas, because that assistance is coming from what the Gemara said, Ro'o she'ein ho'olam iskayim. Hashem saw that the world cannot exist. Hashem saw that the Jew's not going to make it. If I don't step in there and help him, he's going down, chas v'shom. Just like the Gemara shows stories of Tanoim. The Gemara shows cases of the biggest tzaddikim who made a statement, I spit in the eye of the Satan. The Gemara says a few minutes later, the Satan created a scenario where the tzaddik almost fell into a deep ditch, Baruchnir. He almost committed a major sin. And the last second, the Satan revealed himself and said, hey, don't test me, don't play with me. Don't say I'm nothing, because you see, I almost, it's just because Hashem says don't touch him, so I'm pulling back. So the Gemara shows us how powerful the Yetzer Hara is against the biggest tzaddikim. Imagine how much more so when it comes to us. The Gemara is not joking when it says that every day the Yetzirah comes back new and strong, and unless you get divine assistance, you're out, chas v'shom. You lose, period. And this Ezer is coming from the fact that Hashem saw that the world, Omad v'hikdem midas harachmon sadin. So Hashem saw that it can't, that if we go with midas sadin, it's going to be all over. So Hashem was makdim the rachmim. Now listen to this. Aval yesh tzadikim gedoilim kol kach. However, there are the exceptions to the rule. Every rule has its exceptions. There are tzadikim who are on such a high madrega, she'ein tzrichim siyua meleila. They don't need Hashem's rachmonis. They don't need the kindness. They don't need the handout, in a sense. V'hakadosh Baruch Hu misnaheg imohem betchila b'midas hadin. And therefore, Hashem deals with them with plan A, with midas hadin. V'heim oimdim b'chol hanisyonos. And they are able to withstand all the tests. V'soivlim kol mine yisurim v'tzorois hanimshochem midas hadin. They handle the full package of what the midas hadin is dishing out. Suffering, pain, problems. V'nishorim alomdom. And they stand their ground. They don't flinch. They don't fall. Ad shezoichem l'ma shezoichem. To the point where these tzaddikim are zeicha to achieve what they achieve through this, by being able to handle the midas hadin without any handouts. K'moy shekosuv bi Avraham v'ho'ovois, as the Torah says about Avram Avinu and the other forefathers, Ho Elikim Asher Hisalchu Avoisai Lefonov. Look which name of Hashem is being used. Ho Elikim, the Elokim, which my forefathers went with him. Ho Elikim Daika Shubachinas Midas Sadin. The name of Hashem Elokim is being used, which reflects Midas Sadin. Meaning, Sheholach Me'atzmoy Belis Yudalela. These great tzaddikim walked on their own 2 feet. They didn't need a handout. They didn't need any free. They didn't need Hashem's Rachmonis to save them. They were able to stand up to the full Midas Adin. Kama Shapirish Rashi beParshas Noach. As Rashi HaKadosh points out over there in Parshas Noach. Veze Bechinas Kol Hayisurim Shehatzadikim Soivlim. With this, we'll understand one of the biggest questions that all Jews struggle with. Why in the world are tzaddikim suffering in this world? Why? Why these people, if there's anybody who shouldn't be suffering, it's them. Why? The answer is, this is a voluntary decision on their part to pass up the chesed. They could receive the same package of chesed as any other Jew gets. They choose not to. They choose not to take it. They choose to accept din alone. Full din. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 11, Hashem tzadik yivchon. Hashem tests the tzadik. And the Midrash says, kipishtoni hazeh. Like a person who has flax. He's working with flax that he wants to convert to linen. Kol ma shiyodeh shepishtona yofeh. The more he knows that his flax is of real quality, he beats it more. He beats it harder to turn it into a finer quality linen. The stronger the flax, the more you can beat it more to make it into a higher quality linen. The stronger the tzaddik, Hashem knows the more he can handle more beatings, and it's not going to take him, it's not going to push him away from Hashem, it's going to bring him closer to Hashem. He's going to scream more in tefillah and get closer and closer. It's not going to cause any rejection, chas v'shalom. Ukemay shekosuv, and as the pasuk says in Mishlei, chapter 3, ki eis asher yehav Hashem yochiach. The one whom Hashem loves, he reprimands. That's how you love somebody? The answer is yes. Kihem mamtikim hadin bishoroshoy betchila samachshovanal. Because these tzaddikim are capable of sweetening the din at its source. They're capable of climbing up to the source of din and turning it around over there. How? Kihem ma'aminim v'yoidim shahayisurim v'adinim bi'atzmom heim toivois gedoilois. Because these tzaddikim have full emuna and full das, that all it is suffering is a benefit. It's a gift. It's something positive. So therefore, they don't get pushed away. They don't feel rejected or dejected. V'ideizeh be'emes heim zoichim la'alois v'lichloil b'tchila samachshova. And this is what gives them the ability to connect to Hashem at the beginning, at the state that the world was in when Hashem first created the world, when it was all Midas Adin. We said Hashem's first plan was Midas Adin. They connect with Hashem on the highest level, which is Midas Adin. It's brought that one of the reasons why water purifies, a mikveh's water, netilas yadayim. What makes water holy? What makes it purifying? The fact that the state that the world was in before things went nuts was wall-to-wall water. Remember when Hashem first created the world, the first day there was light. Then the second day it says Hashem separated between the upper waters and lower waters, which means before Hashem separated, what was there? Wall-to-wall water. So that Mayim represents the state that the world was in before any sin was done, before anything bad happened. That's what gives it its purity. Here we're talking about tzaddikim who are able to accept upon themselves midas, all din, which is going back to Hashem's first thought. Kach ola b'machshava t'chila, it says. This was the first machshava of Hashem. They're connecting, they're plugging into Hashem by his t'chila samachshava. Way back in the beginning, before creation, before this world was created. Shezeo b'chinas Rebbe Akiva, an example of this is the Tana Rebbe Akiva, Shesorku es psoroi b'masreikoi shel barzel, whereby the Romans combed his flesh with iron combs. V'shoal Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholem, and the Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven to get the Torah, so he asked, so he saw Rabbi Akiva, and he saw Rabbi Akiva darshaning tilim tilim of halachos on every crown on the letters. On each crown of the letters, he saw. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem, why don't you give the Torah through him? I'm zero compared to him. So Hashem said, no, you're the one. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, can I see what his reward is going to be? What his view? Hashem said, sure. They turned on the video, and they showed him a video of Rabbi Akiva's flesh being torn, you know, combed with iron combs, you know, when the Romans killed him. So the Gemara says, V'shoal Moshe Rabbeinu l'shom. Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Zu Torah v'zu schara? This is Torah, and this is the reward for Torah? This is his reward? V'heishiv lo Hashem yisborach. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shtoik, be silent, kach ola b'machshova. This is the wording in the Gemara, kach ola b'machshova. What that means, all the Meforshim struggle to explain what that means. This was my original thought, Hashem says. Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki yisurim shel tzadikim ko'elu, because the suffering of these tzadikim of this caliber, p'chinas Rabbi Akiva v'chaverov, heim nimshochim mitchilas ha'machshova. Their suffering comes from that original plan, the original thought of Hashem, Sherotza Hashem Yisborach Livro Yisoylem Amida Sadin, whereby Hashem thought to create the world with Midas Sadin, Kedei Sheyisku Lamoid Ben Yisoyen Belisiu Leleila. Because Hashem's thought was that there will be tzadikim who will have the ability to handle that, to handle the din without any intervention of Chesed, of Rachmim. Kedei sheyizku hakoil lichloel betchilas hamashava, and thereby all the people that would be able to handle that would be able to connect to Hashem on the highest level. That tchilas hamashava, which is called din, you know, which was all din. Aval ro she'ein hoil miskayim, but Hashem saw that the world will not exist. Al kein hikdem midas harachnum lesedin, ve'oz yesh koyach lakoil. Now, once Hashem is intervening, once the Midas HaRachmim is getting involved, now anybody, everybody has the ability to succeed against the Yetzer Hara, you know, to overcome. Shehu Bechinas Midas HaRachmim. Again, to break the Yetzer Hara through the divine help, Shehu Bechinas Midas HaRachmim, which is the Rachmonis of Hashem. However, the great, great tzaddikim like Rabbi Akiva and his friends, they choose to serve Hashem according to plan A, to plug into that tchila samachshava, which is dahainu b'mida sadin levad, with pure din, dahainu shesoivlim kol mine yisurim. They suffer all kinds, all 36 flavors of suffering. V'oimdim b'chol ha'nisyonos v'akitrugim, and they stand up to all the tests and all the persecutions. Sh'akol nimshach mimidas adin, which is all coming from midas adin. V'im mishabrim ha'kol bi'atzmo kanal, and they overcome it all with their own tzidkus, with their own incredible power, holiness, their kedusha, their everything. And this gives them the ability to go up beyond all the standard levels that other Jews can get to the place where the superheroes go. The superheroes that are plugging into that Tchila Samachshova. Shezeo Bechinas Shtoik Kacholo B'machshova. This is what Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, be silent. This was my original thought. Kacholo B'machshova. This is level one. He's going to explain this and clarify this more and show how this answers thousands of questions that we have about Yiddishkeit. Because here again, if the tzaddik, who's supposed to get a portion of din and chesed like everybody else, if he foregoes the chesed, what happens? He makes that chesed available for the rest of Klal Yisrael. You understand? I'm not taking my dessert. I'll just have the meat and potatoes. So what are we going to do with your piece of cake? We'll give it out to the other Yidden who need it more than I do. I can handle the Midas Adin. The Tzaddik is going to take the full din on himself, and make available the chesed for Balei Tshuva, for other people, who on one hand, Midas Adin says, why in the world should we let this guy in? Well, the guy did so many averis. Why? And the tzaddik can take the portion of chesed that was allotted to him, and by him passing on it, make it available to others. That's a drop. There's a lot more on this, Mitzvah Shem.